A miscalculation could make things much more dangerous. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. That's according to a senior U.S. defense official after Russia put its nuclear forces on high alert. The directive puts the country's nuclear weapons in an increased state of readiness. President Vladimir Putin reacted to what he describes as aggressive statements by NATO powers as Russia invades Ukraine.
At no point has Russia been under threat from NATO, has Russia been under threat from Ukraine. This is all a pattern from President Putin, and we're going to stand up for it. We have the ability to defend ourselves.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on ABC's This Week. Would it have been possible to avoid the conflict? Fox's Grinnell Scott takes a look.
Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says allowing Ukraine to join the NATO alliance may have stopped a war.
Unprecedented since World War II to have one country invade another country's borders. And if NATO were there, I don't think he'd be doing it.
Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says he's open to expanding NATO, but in the end,
that actually has to be done in concert with all 30 NATO nations.
Both men on NBC's Meet the Press. Some speculate Ukraine not seeking NATO membership could be a condition in talks to stop the Russian advance.
In a show of solidarity, the 27-nation European Union will close its airspace to Russian airlines and fund supplies of weapons to Ukraine. So far, no Ukrainian city has fallen to the Russians, but the fight is intensifying. On the streets of Moscow, a demonstration against the war. Protests also held in St. Petersburg today. Many Russians who fear their money could become worthless are now trying to convert their rubles into dollars. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Steps are being taken to secure the Capitol ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address. He'll deliver it on Tuesday night. Capitol Police say out of an abundance of caution, the fence that was put up after the Capitol riot will be going back up. There's the potential for a trucker convoy like the one that paralyzed Canadian cities for weeks. Also this week, senators will have a chance to meet the president's pick for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I'm looking forward to meeting with her. And I will say one thing that I think people need to know about her. She's actually had more experience as a judge than four of the people who are currently on the Supreme Court. She'll be one of only two with actual trial judge experience on the Supreme Court.
Senate Democrat Amy Klobuchar on Fox News Sunday. Republicans are pledging a careful but respectful review. It was a busy weekend for firefighters in San Francisco. They rescued 15 people from a burning apartment building, along with seven cats and dogs. Eight people suffered injuries, and four of them were hospitalized. As COVID-19 cases decline in the U.S., a freebie offered up by the White House is still up for grabs.
Remember those 500 million free COVID-19 tests made available to the public by the Biden administration? Well, nearly half of them haven't been claimed. With the Omicron variant of the virus now fading away, it seems the public is not so eager to test themselves or their families. Officials say they're getting fewer than 100,000 orders per day for the rapid tests. Nevertheless, Dr. Tom Inglesby, the testing advisor to the COVID-19 response team, says they know the market is volatile, but they totally intend to sustain it. Some experts think that with mask requirements now easing, the need for testing will only grow once more. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The tests are delivered by the post office. Pam Huso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.